Dearest dreamers, welcome to the guided journey to the Asclepion. The Asclepion, or the Dreaming Temple of Asclepius, was a historic location, and at one time there were at least 200 temples across ancient Greece and the Mediterranean region. Consider that for over 500 years, such temples existed across Europe with thousands visiting for healing. The Asclepion we visit today is also a real location in the astral realms that has been visited by many over the centuries. We bring it more fully alive as we visit and remember the healing practice of dream incubation, which most likely has roots much deeper still than Asclepius. Please take a moment before we begin to prepare for this journey. Find a location that is quiet and where you will not be interrupted. Gather your materials to open sacred space, a candle, smudging materials, for example, and something to cover your eyes, such as a bandana or scarf. You might also choose a crystal to use for the end of the journey. Have your dream journal and a pen and/or colored pencils, markers, or crayons so you can quickly record what you have received in your journal when the journey is complete. Before you begin, take a moment to get clear on your intention for the journey. What is the sacred wound as you are experiencing it now? Perhaps it is a physical ailment that causes you pain. Maybe you have been waking in the morning with a sick feeling in your belly telling you something is wrong. Perhaps you have had a conflict with someone you love. Maybe it is a limiting belief that causes you to dim your light and withdraw from the world. Perhaps it is an experience of trauma from the past that you have not fully processed and released from your energy body. Maybe it is a wound that belonged to a beloved, or a parent, or a child, which you have taken as your own. Maybe it is a pattern from a past life or an ancestor that you are ready to heal and release. Write a simple description of this issue in your dream journal now. You may want to turn this off for a moment so you have enough time. Now take a moment to imagine how it would be for this issue to be healed. What is the feeling of the wound, and what is the feeling if it is completely transformed? Write a description of the issue and also how you feel and experience your life once it is fully resolved. Again, you may wish to turn this off for a moment or pause while you write that down. Now let us begin. If you have not already, take a moment to open sacred space by lighting a candle, smudging, for example, or any other way that you open sacred space. Get comfortable either sitting or lying down and cover your eyes. And now take a couple of deep breaths. Feel your body grow heavier and heavier as you relax more deeply. Feel the pull of Mother Earth inviting you to surrender completely to her as a support for you as you release any tension, worry, or discomfort with ease. Thank you. Now open your inner eye to see yourself standing before a magnificent ancient olive tree with deeply gnarled trunk. You put your hand on the tree, and it is as if you can feel the thrumming of the tree's great heart. You see a bench at the very beginning of a path through the great tree grove. You sit for a moment and consider the burden you are carrying with you that you wish for healing. Now look down to see that to your right is an assortment of crystals and stones. Choose the one that draws you. What is its shape, color, size, and texture? Take a moment to feel the energy of the issue or wound you are carrying, and breathe the energy and feeling of the wound or of the issue into the stone or crystal. Now put it into your pocket. Allow it to completely leave your awareness, knowing it is safely stored. An animal guide now appears before you. This guide shows you a path through the olive tree stones grove, and you follow it up a steep path that winds and curves. You continue on for some time, and the path becomes very steep. The noonday sun is hot, and you are becoming tired. You have no water or food, and you are beginning to wonder if you are headed in the right direction. A storm blows up from the distance, darkening the sky. Heavy rains fall, and the trail in front of you becomes unclear through the pelting rain, slowing your progress. Finally, the storm passes, and as it clears, you see before you an enormous stone gate. A sign off to the side reads, "Only those of clean mind may enter." You take a moment at the gate to pause and remember your intention for entering the Dream Temple. What do you wish to ask of Asclepius? What is your desire? You feel the stone or crystal in your pocket. There is an altar beneath the sign. You remove your crystal and place it on the altar. As you move through the gate, a cool breeze rushes through, and as it flows through your body, you feel as if it is lifting from you a heaviness, sadness, and your exhaustion from your journey to the temple, and any tiredness or exhaustion from your journey of life thus far feels lifted and cleansed. As you enter the grounds of the Asclepion, the healing temple complex of the Great Healer, you pass through a colonnade, a sequence of temple pillars leading into a large courtyard. You enter the courtyard, which is beautiful with marble tiled floors lined with lush plants, trees, and sweet-smelling flowers. Birdsong fills the air. Something rustles on the earth beneath a fragrant jasmine, and you are startled to see a snake appear and quickly disappear beneath the foliage. As you walk, you continue to see many live snakes present within the courtyard. You see before you now a great marble column with the figure of a great snake etched along its length. Before it, you see a statue of the great healer himself with his serpent staff. You take a moment to feel the energy of this healer, and you feel deeply moved in your heart. To his left, you see an altar, and you know it is time for you to make your offering. And from your pouch, you draw a loaf of good bread, some cheese, and a flask of precious water. Though you did not bring these things for yourself on your journey, and though you are famished and thirsty, you have saved this sweet offering for the great healer, Asclepius. As you place the offering on the altar, you are overcome, despite your rumbling belly and parched lips, by a penetrating sense of peace and love emanating from the statue. And now a robed priest appears and greets you warmly. He draws you down a flight of stairs into the lower level of the temple, still filled with flowers and luscious plants and sweet scents. He takes you to an ancient well and draws out a cup of crystal clear water for you. You drink it, and it feels as if you've never tasted anything so sweet and refreshing. As the water deeply quenches you, it feels as if it is filling your body with pure liquid light. The priest gives you fresh clothing, fine spun linens of white, and leads you to the sacred pool of clear water filled with fragrant herbs. The warm glow of candles surrounds the pool. You enter the sacred pool, covered in dust and sweat from your long journey. The water is the perfect temperature. You sink into the pool. As you soak, you feel layers of sadness, grief, and old toxic energies washed from your body, leaving you feeling light, refreshed, and as if you are vibrating at a new frequency. And now you exit the pool, drying yourself and putting on the fresh linens. A cup of steaming hot tea has been placed in a saucer beside your linens, and as you begin to sip it, you feel a tingling behind your eyes, and for a moment, everything swirls around you as your eyes and your inner vision adjust to a deeper seeing, the seeing of your dreaming body and your deeper soul. The priest appears again and leads you into the abaton, a darkened sleeping chamber. The bed within the chamber is encircled with soft candles. There is an animal skin stretched out for you to sleep on or perhaps a soft cushion filled with the soft feathers of a great bird. What kind of animal or bird will you be sharing dreams with tonight? You understand that part of what this initiation offers is a medicine that was passed from Chiron, Asclepius's great teacher, to him and now to you. It is a remembrance of your animal strength, skill, and instinct. You know that in your dreaming, you will be drawing in the energy of this animal to support your healing. And though you left the animal that had guided you from the olive grove at the gate, you recognize also that this animal may present another dreaming energy to support you on your journey. And now you lie down to prepare to sleep and dream. You know that tonight Asclepius will come with clarity and insight on the nature of your wound or your issue, as well as providing a particular diagnosis. He might enact a surgical procedure, a laying on of hands, or other physical healing procedure. You know he might also provide a full and complete energetic healing while you are sleeping. If he provides you with healing instruction, they may be practical as well as spiritual and invoke procedures you'll want to follow carefully in your waking life. As you begin to drift into the dreaming, you hear the singing of the priests and priestesses and others invoking the great healer. Healer of all, come blessed one. Healer of all, come blessed one. Healer of all, come blessed one. And now you see him beside your bed, the great healer himself. You feel in his presence the skill of a great physician, the magic of a shaman, and the unconditional love expressed through the awakened, healed, sacred masculine in service to the feminine and all life. And now allow your healing from Asclepius in whatever form it takes. And now, as the healing completes, you feel your body go into a complete state of healing and relaxation and deepest peace. And now you awaken. The sun is shining through a window in your chamber, and you hear the birds singing their song. How does your body feel? Your spirit, your heart. You rise to greet a new day. You make your way through the temple complex, through the colonnade, the great stone gate, and the path down the mountain, which now seems very short and easy. Through the olive tree grove, and now when you stand before the great olive tree, once again your awareness shifts, and yet again you find yourself back in your body, in the room where you began. Take a moment to bring all parts of yourself back into the room and the present moment. And now when you are ready, sit up and write in your journal anything you wish to remember from your healing journey. Feel in your body deeply the experience of well-being, lightness, the good feeling that now moves through your body. You may also wish to pause in recording in your journal for a moment so that you can breathe this energy into your crystal now. Charging the crystal with this experience of wellness and wholeness, which is your birthright. Put it somewhere you can see it and hold it and remember this experience and this feeling often. Remember that you can return to the Asclepion at any time for healing, for any issue or burden that troubles you, and for which you seek complete and total transformation. Take some time after this journey is complete to continue to journal and track and remember whatever guidance or insight you received over the course of the journey. You may wish to write it simply, or you may also wish to draw images so that you can again anchor this experience in your memory. And now, the journey is complete. Be well.